short testimony about a patient by the name of David that we encountered in the oncology ward. We've been frequenting the oncology ward quite often these days, especially over the last couple of months. And one of the patients that we met there was this patient by the name of David. Now, initially, I wasn't involved when he was prayed for at first. What we do during our hospital visits is that we'd break up into groups of two, and then we'll spread out through the hospital. And apparently, when David was prayed for the first time, he got healed. The guys reported back saying that, you know, once they prayed for me, being a very spirit-filled individual, he got out of bed and he took his healing and he declared his healing. And they were convinced that that David was totally healed. Well, it turned out that during our subsequent visits, we encountered David time and again. And this was just a bad thing. It seemed like he was just going from bad to worse. Every time we saw him, he was in a more sorry state than before. And David couldn't get out of bed. It turned out he had some sort of cancer, and this thing affected his legs. Especially, I think his left leg was quite severely impacted by this. And later on, he also had an operation. Well, we saw him. He was later put into his own room, and he was cared for constantly by a nurse. He couldn't get up and so on. But we kept praying for him, although we saw that his condition was just going worse and worse. I remember about 2 weeks ago, we prayed for him again, and we said to him, David, you know what, this healing is yours. You got to take it again. And we prayed for him, and we rebuked that cancer, we rebuked that pain, and whatever caused that leg not to function the way it's supposed to function. And we declared that that leg will heal again. And we said to him, David, you know what, you received this healing, and this is yours, take it. And we left him again. From the first time we saw him to about 2 weeks ago, it was, I must say, I think it was about eight or so encounters that we had with him. I was involved from the second one onwards in the oncology ward. And then last night when we returned again, we inquired from the nurses where David was. And it turned out that David was discharged and that he was now in the step-down clinic, where they just try to teach him again, just to go on with a normal life again. So this is just one awesome testimony, and it just shows again that, you know, when we take our healing, the enemy could come again, and he could try and prove the contrary. But that's why James says that we've got to submit ourselves to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from us. And our job is just to keep resisting, because we know that illness and sickness and cancer or whatever the enemy wants to throw at us, that is not our inheritance. Our inheritance is a healthy body, legs that work perfectly the way that they were made to work, the way they were intended by God to function, and we take that as our inheritance. It's now, it's here, it's for us living right now in the kingdom of God on this earth, and we are the heirs to take possession of that perfect gift that he gives to us. And that was exactly what was told to David, that was given to him, we received with him. And I'm just so glad, and I hope just that that David will use this as a testimony so that other people may also be encouraged by this amazing healing. And that's our testimony. Praise be to God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.